My letter came back unopened. I held it a moment, thinking your small hands had held it too. Then I sat down quietly and decided to write you again. It's October here, and the truckers go past the house with high loads of pine wood, and wood smoke drifts from all the chimneys. Yesterday in town, I saw a sunburnt girl very much like you. I nearly asked her name. It says in the paper that we'll have an early frost, and so I've covered the trees and set the pots to burning. And now I let the old dog sleep inside. Otherwise, the weather is the same. There is an orange moon over the hazel hills. There will be green apples in the spring and red ones in the fall. You must come home. You ask about me, who I am, what I am. I knew lilacs when I was young, and long, rough hollyhocks and green melons and kites above green trees. And once along some forgotten river, I coached a crippled heron back to health. How contented I was to walk naked-footed by myself along some irrigation ditch, marveling at motored hummingbirds and trapping slow-witted bees and tall flowers. And oh, the secret places in the hills I knew, where I'd tend the cattle and scurry down the rocks to pick wild berries. And in the evening when the sun was gone, I'd fall asleep listening to the crickets and the frogs telling their nightly bedtime stories. One day the games were all played out. There came a rising inside and I began to search. I found that there were other people looking too. Like that year in Los Angeles when the kids were trying to find themselves, trying to hold on to something. Anything, I guess, if only for a time. It was the year the coffee houses sprang up everywhere. Pandora's, Cappuccino. For 4 bits you could get thick Irish coffee and sometimes the blues by a folk singer or a dark-haired girl to tell your troubles to over warm cider. I guess there were a lot of dark-haired girls that year. There was one who used to go with me everywhere, shopping in the city or to a movie or in a little car to the beach at Santa Monica. And sometimes when the darkness came and we had no money for a movie, we'd sit together saying nothing and understanding the silence. She liked me, I think. She liked a lot of people. And when we did forbidden things together, she'd laugh afterward and say I hadn't been tender enough, or maybe too tender. And once when I caught her with someone else, she laughed again and said I'd come home too early. Or was it too late? In the army overseas, there are always the girls and the people who wanted to be paid and gave little in return. Weekends were the best then, when I could go be by myself and promise myself that if I ever came home, I'd only look at girls with pink faces and colored ribbons in their hair. And you ask about me? Last night, out on the lake, past the willows and the rushes, past the boathouse, past a colony of swans, I walked again, and before the autumn wind had died, you were there. You ask about me. At long last, after a lifetime of being nothing, I am loved.